from a friend who heard it from a friend who.
The Devil's Advocates. Sausage making never looked so good.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines open for your take. As always, 844-967-2789.
Dominic, want to thank our most recent guest, Andrea Gage Michaels. It wouldn't be a crudy interview if I didn't screw up the
Andrea running against name. Andrea. I can see how it could get confusing.
Well, you know, I'll do better next time. Now I know how to say your name.
No, and seriously, Andrea, solid human being. I mean,
she's got a better
background.
Resume than we do.
I know, dude. And she's running against Andre Jacques. I mean, have you ever talked to Andre Jacques or hear him speak or, you know, listen to any of the shenanigans he's been involved with? Man. So come on, Green Bay. Come on to Pierre. Do the right thing.
He has been a strong advocate for horses.
Yes. Yes, he has. Big horse sex problem up in, I guess, his neck of the woods.
Up on the thumb, I suspect. Near the Kewaunee area, maybe? I don't know. Algoma? You know, it sure would be nice if there was some air support to offer fine candidates in outstate Wisconsin areas.
If someone would work on a plan to make that happen, that would be fantastic.
I know. Wouldn't that be fantastic? I'll have to keep working on a plan.
Got to have somewhere to go, man.
Can't talk about the plan. Can't talk about Fight Club.
Don't talk about Fight Club.
Don't talk about Fight Club. Not on the air.
First rule of Fight Club is you don't talk about Fight Club.
Dom, I gotta come back to the raid at Mar-a-Lago. And what's in the safe? Of course, that's the question we all want to know. And if you've got a comment or some rampant speculation, what did Donald Trump have in his personal Mar-a-Lago safe that the FBI raided? He made a special point of noting in a written statement, and they searched my safe. But want to come back to the statements made by U.S. Senator Ron Johnson, because there's some crazy in there, Dom, at least to my point of view. You know, maybe you think it's super cool that Ron thinks like this. But here is what he said reportedly. Now, Ron doubled down Tuesday in an interview on the Dan O'Donnell show. And if you're unfamiliar, Dan O'Donnell is a righty whitey. I would say somewhere along the line, Dan sold his soul, because I think he's a smart enough guy. But Dan sold his soul, you know, for a little bit of coin and a little bit of fame on right-wing talk radio in Milwaukee and Madison. But anyways, he called the FBI and the Department of Justice, talking about Ron Johnson, he called them corrupt and claimed he was the target of an FBI operation in August of 2020. Did you know that Ron was the target of an FBI operation in August of 2020?
I did not.
Involving Russian disinformation.
That's right.
Well, Johnson noted they did, he had been subpoenaed by the FBI for documents connected to the Bureau's probe into Russian interference in the 16 election and claimed he never received the documents. I never got those documents. Just these fake elector ballots that I got to give to Mike Pence. And let's not forget the recent reporting Manafort confessed this week. He was colluding with the Russians.
But but Rojo was subpoenaed on for the 2016 election. Is that what he's saying? When there regarding efforts for Russian interference in the 2016. I remember when he was ahead of the Senate his
committee.
He
subpoenaed the FBI.
Oh, he subpoenaed the
Rojo
FBI.
Rojo subpoenaed the FBI. Right. He was targeted by an FBI operation in August of 2020 when he was disseminating false Russian disinformation,
right,
allegedly.
Yes, I recall that.
Here is what Johnson said. I have to scratch my head and I wonder if maybe that is part of the treasure trove, and did the FBI go in to seize that? Johnson said of the raid at Mar-a-Lago, because my guess is some of that information may have little evidence of things that aren't particularly flattering to the FBI. So Rojo is claiming the FBI went into Mar-a-Lago to seize documents about Rojo. And, of course, they were unflattering to the FBI because...
So what, the FBI was getting their blackmail documents back that Trump was hanging over their head? Is that what Rojo's suggesting here?
Sort of.
I mean...
So clarification, a follow-up question asked by righty whitey Dan O'Donnell. Are you saying that it's possible that the FBI went into Mar-a-Lago to seize records that might show malfeasance on the part of the FBI? I mean, not to advance a conspiracy theory, but let's advance it.
I mean, look at my forehead. I'm just asking questions.
Okay, so Rojo says in response, I say at this point, anything is possible. Johnson responded, later adding that he would investigate the incident should he become chair of the Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Permanent Subcommittee on Investigations. And if he is reelected and Republicans take control of the Senate in November, that's a lot of ifs, sir. Here is what he told Dan O'Donnell. I have experienced the corruption of these agencies, so I don't put anything past them at this point. So that was Rojo on Righty Whitey Talk Radio. Then there's Derek Van Ordendon, the insurrectionist guy running in the third CD unopposed.
The very Alex Jonesy guy?
He is unopposed, Dom. He is your Republican nominee. He won his nomination today, and I haven't even seen the vote tally. But a little bit more. Derek Van Orden, a candidate for Wisconsin's 3rd Congressional District, who was endorsed by Trump and attended a Trump rally ahead of the insurrection on January 6th. And just the other night we saw him, right?
Yep.
Well, he weighed in as well, weighed in on the raiding of Mar-a-Lago and what's in the safe. I woke up in the United States of America, although he spelled it stated. He misspelled United States. And you want to be a congressman. But anyways, I woke up in the United States of America, but I'm not sure what country I will be going to sleep in tonight. Getting on a red eye to Mexico? What are you telling us, Van Orden? Now, your buddy, Senator Rep, U.S. Rep Glenn Grothman, you know, his president called him Grothman, so I feel like he changed his name to Grothman. A Republican from Glenn Beulah said, it seems like something that would happen more in a banana republic going after a previous president like that. He was the most Trumpiest congressman in the U.S. Congress.
Yes, he was. Also,
running
unopposed. Just terrible.
That's galling. You know who else is running unopposed? Mike Gallagher. Gallagher, the Green Bay Republican representing the state's 7th CD, he's in Congress, issued a statement Tuesday afternoon demanding the Department of Justice tell the American public what they're looking for, why they believed it was there, and most importantly, what they found. And they must tell us now. We need maximum transparency, oversight, and accountability to preserve the trust in the intelligence community, the DOJ, and federal law enforcement. Because that's what they do, right? They go do a raid, and then they run to the police, and they say, here's all the evidence, and just dirty underwear and all the stuff. And
no, that's
here's not, what's in that's Trump what, safe.
That's not at all what they do. They keep it quiet. They keep it close. They keep it tight. They do not comment on ongoing investigations, and they never would have gotten a subpoena. A judge would not have signed off on it. I mean, the FBI, DOJ, they knew what the kind of heat was coming down, and they still decided to make this call to make this happen because Trump's as guilty as they come. Pick your topic. He's guilty.
Well, as Congressman Mark Pocan, my congressman, said, it appears there may be some accountability in progress, and that is a good thing.
Amen, brother.
More Devil's Advocates, Hour 2. That is a good thing.
Nobody did what I've done.